This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. It's worth pointing out that the same medical establishment cartels that are pushing vaccines and trying to censor and discredit so-called anti-vaxxers, they're also pushing chemotherapy and the cancer industry. And they claim that if you are anti-chemo, then you're the new anti-vaxxers. You know, like if you're opposed to chemotherapy, which is basically a chemical weapon carpet bombing of your body, by the way, if you're opposed to that, then you're a bad person. And so chemotherapy is so toxic that most people who die of cancer, so to speak, are actually killed by the cancer treatments, not cancer itself. And yet the birth certificates never say, oh, killed by chemo. No, they say they were killed by cancer. Chemotherapy is so toxic. It's based on the mustard gas chemical weapons of World War I. And the reason chemotherapy causes your hair to fall out is because it's killing you. The reason it causes you to lose muscle mass, the reason it causes what's called chemo brain, which is permanent brain damage from the chemotherapy, you know, toxic molecules, is because chemotherapy is a chemical weapon system. And the entire cancer industry is a fraud because it's based on this false idea that shrinking a tumor is a treatment for cancer. Shrinking a tumor is the effect that chemotherapy produces as it's killing you and damaging your kidneys and damaging your heart, damaging your brain, causing you to waste away, even your muscles waste away. It's killing you, but they say, ah, look, the tumor shrank. It's a success. We have treated your cancer. Well, the problem with that is that tumors have what are called cancer stem cells. The cancer stem cells are sort of the originators of the tumor, and the chemotherapy doesn't kill them. And if you don't kill them, they just grow back the tumor. And the problem, the bigger problem with chemotherapy is that it's so toxic that it causes more cancer all across your body at the same time that it's shrinking a few tumors that it's trying to treat. So what happens after chemotherapy a few months later, or sometimes a couple of years later, is the cancer comes back with a vengeance. You have more tumors in more locations, and the original tumors have grown back because the stem cells were never killed. So now you have full-blown cancer, and the cancer industry says that, oh, you need more treatment. So they, what do? They poison you with more toxic chemotherapy, and they say, oh, if you just had more chemo, you'd be even better. But it's actually causing the cancer. So it's just another case where the toxic criminal pharmaceutical industry and the medical cartels, they are making money by causing the very diseases that they claim to be treating. They say they're getting rid of your cancer while they're giving you more cancer. Same thing's true with mammography. They say they're detecting cancer, but in order to detect cancer, you have to shove your breast tissue inside a machine that emits ionizing radiation, which causes DNA mutations that lead to cancer. So in order to get a mammogram, you have to give yourself cancer. And that's why mammograms, eventually, if you get enough mammograms, they will eventually find some cancer in your breast tissue because it was caused by the mammography radiation itself. See, the mammography industry is all about recruiting patients into the high-profit chemotherapy and mastectomy, you know, cancer surgery industry, all of which is a scam run by a bunch of cancer criminals. They really are criminals, just like the vaccine criminals. Most vaccines don't work. The science is faked. They harm children. They kill children. But they censor the truth, even while they're using toxic ingredients in vaccines that are almost never subjected to real clinical trials. Even the vaccine insert sheets say that themselves. They say that there's no evidence that this has been proven safe or efficacious to prevent influenza infections or deaths from whatever. They say that right on the sheets. And the cancer industry is basically a death industry. It's about killing people for profit and giving them more cancer so they can make more money off of them. And that's why people who undergo cancer, they're never quite the same. Their brains don't work very well. Their kidneys don't work as well. Lung tissue and heart tissue suffers permanent damage. And then even worse, the cancer doctors, this shows you just how criminal they are. They tell you, don't take vitamins. Don't take any nutrients, no superfoods. Why? Because that might interfere with the chemotherapy, the toxic effects of the chemotherapy. Your body can be protected against chemo with not just antioxidants, but all kinds of phytochemicals, plant-based nutrients that are anti-tumorigenic and anti-mutagenic. in their properties, you could protect your healthy cells. But the cancer doctors want you to have cancer. You understand? They want you to have more cancer because that's their repeat business model. They need more cancer in order to get more business. So they have to make sure that your body is vulnerable and poisoned. And that's why they tell you don't take vitamin C, don't take nutrients, don't take superfoods, because if you took those things, then you might not get recurring cancer. And that would ruin their business plan. They want repeat business. That's why one cancer doctor, Dr. Fareed Fattah in Michigan, was arrested by the FBI and sentenced, you know, prosecuted. He had falsely diagnosed everybody with cancer, put them on a chemotherapy drip and poisoned hundreds of people. And he went to prison for 24 years or something. He's still in prison right now. And what he is doing is actually just a small tip of the iceberg of the criminal cartels in the cancer industry. Almost all these cancer doctors are criminals. They're almost all doing what Fareed Fattah was doing. They falsely diagnose you with cancer, or they give you cancer during mammography, or their cancer treatments themselves give you cancer. So they falsely diagnose you up front and then say, oh, you have to have chemotherapy. And then when they give you the chemo, then they create the cancer that they then show you later on, oh, you've got more cancer, you need more chemo. It is a massive criminal scam, and these people are heinous, heinous medical criminals who need to be, frankly, indicted, imprisoned, arrested, barred from practicing medicine, you know, criminally prosecuted for their crimes against humanity. That's the cancer industry. And we write about this at cancer.news. So if you want to read the truth about cancer, cancer.news is the website that can show you all that. And we also talk about natural cancer cures and cancer prevention strategies that really work. So check that out, cancer.news. And also, of course, you know, use our upcoming search engine, webseed.com, which searches holistic and natural health-oriented websites, and find truth videos about cancer at brighteon.com. And never trust an oncologist, and never trust anybody in the mainstream media that's pushing toxic chemotherapy, because they're paid to do so. They are prostitutes for the cancer industry. They don't care if you die as long as they get, you know, their kickbacks and advertising money and raises for promoting toxic chemotherapy. It won't, you know, doesn't hurt them until the day that they need chemo, at which point most of them say no, because they know the truth about how toxic it is. They just want you to have chemo, but they wouldn't give it to themselves in most cases. It's incredible. And by the way, Ruth Bader Ginsburg won't live more than a few more months because of chemotherapy. And yeah, she has chemo brain. Her brain has been damaged by chemo, which is why she can't function on the Supreme Court. She should have resigned a long time ago. But stay informed, read these websites, listen to my podcast at brighteon.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, truly cancer-free, using natural medicine, turmeric, all these things that I do that keep me cancer-free, healthy, active, good brain function, unlike all these people that go to cancer clinics. They're like walking zombies after the chemo. It's incredible. This is a crime against humanity. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.